take just a minute here and get the... All right. You people look so good. The blues from Beaver Dam by the Frisco Bay. That North Carolina going so far away. I didn't mean to treat her so bad. She's the best gal I ever have had. Will say goodbye like make me cry. I believe I'm gonna lay right down and die. Ain't got a nickel and ain't got a lies at night. If she don't come back, I believe I'm gonna lose my mind. Never come back to stay. Gonna be another brand new day. Just walk my baby down by the Frisco Bay. I'm a-standing by my back door, just a-wondering which way to go. Cause a woman I love so much don't care for me no more. Think I'll take a freight train because I'm feeling blue. And ride all the way to the end of the line just thinking about you. Blues from Beaver Dam by the Frisco Bay. That North Carolina going so far away. I didn't mean to treat her so bad. She's the best gal ever have had. Say goodbye like make me cry. I believe I'm gonna lay right down and die. Well, I ain't got a nickel and ain't got a lousy dime. If she don't come back, I believe I'm gonna lose my mind. Never come back to stay. Gonna be another brand new day. Just walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Excuse me just a minute. This microphone's moving away from me. Just a little bit of over-sedation. I love it. I love it. It's a free country. Let's see what we can do here. I love you. I love you. Hunker in my dooryard like you feeling well. There's fire on the mountain near as I can tell. I got a black snake slumbers under my front steps. A salamander in my spring. A two-horn moon come thunder soon and rain. the winding footman weaves away, whispering of days too soon. Coffin trunks and wooden spoons, there's fire on the mountain near as I can tell. I saw a scarecrow tumble in the smoky wind, dry gorge rattle in a rune, and blind dogs bark at the rising of the moon. A flower waits on every foot of earth, and poor folks do the same. And children cry, and gypsies come again. Hey, hey, thank you. I hear you. Well, let's everybody get resituated. This is just one of these phenomena. It don't make any difference. See how they hunker. Whittle and spit, spit and whittle. Perched on the cusp of infinity, their faces frozen into a daft, decorous mask of corporate disbelief as they gaze by the hour, bemused and bewildered, speechless, quite speechless, spit and whittle, whittle and spit, waiting for the aurora borealis to come up over the Gulf Oil Station on the other side of the street. Up comes this swaggering countercultural bimbo, a self-styled karate expert, tough guy, got a tattoo on his arm say wide load. He say, "Hata, you all." Agamemnon bestirs himself, appropriates a 4-foot tomato vine steak with which he solemnly lambasts his antagonist below the right ear, causing him to gaze upward in pious wonderment, and to incline himself ever downward so that he smites the loading ramp and thereafter assumes an attitude which is both penitent and poleaxed. Agamemnon lays aside the stick and says, "One smart stroke with a 4-foot tomato vine stake is worth 25 of them ha-tas." Now there is a philosopher for you. So I'd like to dedicate this song to all the philosophers in the audience. Do it in time, it'll be all right. I'm the sheik of Harry, and your love belongs to me. At night when you're asleep, into your tent I'll creep. In the stars that shine above, they will light our way to love. And you'll rule my land with me. You know I'm the Sheik of Araby. And you rule my land with me. I said I'm the Sheik of Araby. Yes, I'm the Sheik of Araby. Well, what the hell? Why don't we just do this right? Now, I don't know why this won't work. Just sit down. All right. I've always wanted to do an intimate concert at White Spring. This is wonderful. I don't think we need any monitors. Let's see. Somebody sat on the cord. And hollers, he let her go. Oh, honey, hail, hail the gang's all here for that Alabama Jubilee. Hail, hail the gang's all here for that Alabama Juba. Hail Alabama Jubilee, Alabama Jubilee. All right, now story, huh? Well, my name is Charlie Brennan. From Charleston I come. I've been this wide world over. Some ups and downs I've known. Been this wide world over. Some ups and downs I've saw. But I never knew what misery was till I made old Arkansas. Well, I got off the train in Little Rock right dead in the middle of winter. No one there to extend to me his paw nor bid me welcome to the sovereign state of Arkansas. And it was mighty, mighty cold. So I dodged around the freight depot, dodged that blizzard wind. I met a walking skeleton, said his name was Thomas Quinn. Well, his hair hung down in rat tails on his lean and lantern jaw. He invited me to his hotel. You know, he said it was the best in Arkansas. I followed my conductor to his respective place, where pity and privation were to be seen on every face. Well, his bread it was corn dodger, and his meat I could not chaw. And he charged me a half a dollar in the state of Arkansas. That was way, way too much, so I went out and got me a job on a farm, farming. But I didn't much care for the work, nor the farmer, nor the farmer's wife, nor none of their children. So one day I went up to him, I said, "Buddy, I'm gonna quit this job and you can pay me off." He said, "Boy, that's all right if that's the way you feel." So he took me out to the barn and he gave me a mink skin. I said, "Hey, I don't want this flea-bitten piece of hide. I want all the folding green I got coming for the work I've been doing on your place." So he took me out to the barn and he said, "Son, you never have got it straight yet, but mink skins is what us Arkansas folks use for currency." So I took my mink skin on into town, hunted me up a place, and pitched the skin up on the counter. Darn if the bartender didn't toss me a pint of Jack Daniel's Black Label. Took my mink skin up, looked it over once or twice, and rubbed the rough spots off of the hide and put it down underneath the counter. Fetched me off 14 rabbit skins, 3 coon hides for change. Well, I'm going to the Indian Territory. I'll live outside the law. Bid farewell to the canebrakes. State of Arkansas, if you ever see me back again, I'll extend to you my paw. But it'll be through a telescope from hell to Arkansas. You know, I've got maybe time for one more thing. And what I'd like to do... What's that? Let me just play you a... I want to play you a guitar song, then I want to tell you a story, but I want to tell you a story I've never done. Let's do the guitar piece first. Son, I'm putting a cheater on this guitar. First mistake of 1980. It's going to be a good year.
Thank you. Well, I don't know why I think this might be appropriate, but it's a lot of fun, and I'd like to just tell this story. It's an illustration of something that I think anybody who tells stories fervently believes, and that is that stories in the world are just like Christmas trees in the forest. The storyteller knows they're there, just as the woodsman goes out and hunts for the most perfect tree he can find and brings it home and trims it out with decorations. And so the storyteller goes out into the world and finds stories and brings them home and embellishes them with words. So I'd like to tell you a story that's completely true. It's delightfully countercultural. It has all the ingredients of a perfect story, and I'm not going to change anything. It's just delightful. It comes right from real life, and I think it's instructional. I'm going to change the name of the principles. I come from St. Augustine. And as you know, near St. Augustine, there's a town called Hastings. Potatoes. And Hastings is one of the potato capitals of the world. It's near the town of Spuds, which is near Vermont Heights, which is near Elkton, which is near Moccasin Branch, which is near Federal Point. Now, in this town of Hastings, there was a high school. Hastings High School. They had an English teacher who had come in from up north somewhere. They thought him a little bit strange. He was a great big fellow. He was into physical culture. He was a man of strange obsessions. A fervent look of unprincipled zealousness. But it was agreed by everyone in Hastings that he was the best English teacher they'd ever had in Hastings High School. He was a veritable Pied Piper to the youngsters. He was properly aloof. He was somewhat detached. But whenever the need arose for humanism or compassion, he seemed always to strike the perfect responsive chord in his charges. I met him one time at a soiree out on St. Augustine Beach, and his legend had preceded him. And a very interesting person, obviously a person of manifold interest, and we were talking, you know, about Faulkner and Flannery O'Connor and various things. And finally I said, "What are you really interested in?" He said, "Witchcraft." You know. Well, he knew so much about Faulkner.